Welcome to We Are the Watchers.
This is episode 425, top of the day to you, Steph.
Top of the day to you.
We've been from one house where we had schnitzel and salad, delicious, and Betty was with us, and then she came back here for the recording because she's a very busy and important black and white cat, okay?
Yeah.
That's just foreshadowing something a little bit later on in the episode. We have got watching suggestions coming up for you very soon. Oh, actually, I've only got one watching suggestion. I've not been lazy. It's actually a book I've also read.
Oh.
So one watching, one reading suggestion.
Hey, nice.
Yeah.
Side note, have you opened your February book?
Yes. It is Harlan Coben, I can't remember the Never Twice or Twice Now or something.
Ooh.
Have you read it?
I don't know.
You don't remember.
Until I look at a cover. Yeah, and even then it's a gamble whether I or not.
I don't think I've read any of this because it's like a series with a guy called Marlon.
Oh.
And I've never – no. Is it Marlon, the main character? Anyway.
And did I get you like a book in the middle of the series?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter because it's like, oh, he's woken up, this is what he is, and there's been murder.
You just kick into it, yeah, you know.
It really doesn't matter. It's fun though. But then I'm about a third of the way through that and then I realize I'll have to wait till the end of February for it. But I've got to open up the March one.
Oh, yeah.
But I've also got Hamnet, which has been made into a movie that I've read, I think, about 50 pages of. So I can jump back into that one again.
Mm,
It's about Shakespeare's son.
Yeah. I'll be interested to hear what you thought because the other person I know who's read it.
Okay. Yeah, interesting. I will let you know with like a lot of authority and like I think I'm the best.
Yeah. And let's be honest, both of us will forget that we've ever said – here, tell me about this in the future and we'll never speak of it
never
ever
speak
again.
Of it ever again. It's time to get in some.
It is. Put some on. Pull up your socks.
And jump on into the
news.
In a world that time forgot, we are the Watchers.
Natalia Dyer was Nancy in Stranger Things, and she's moved on from Stranger Things because there is no Stranger Things.
She had to.
Otherwise, it was just her sitting there.
They were like, the sound studio has been converted to something new.
You have
must
to go.
Not turn up here anymore. We're taking away your security pass.
And she went, fine, I'll be in a movie called Goodbye Girl then. It's an Amazon/MGM Studios romantic comedy starring Kiernan Shipka, who was in, I think the first thing I saw her in was that remake of Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Oh.
For Netflix. You'd know if you saw her. You'd be like, oh, her, she's been in heaps of stuff.
I'm surprised I didn't watch the remake of Sabrina. I didn't.
That's weird.
I've let the team down.
I saw a few episodes. It was more serious. Think of what was that one with Luke Perry in it before he died? Of the Archie comics.
Oh. Yeah.
It's the name of the place. I've just gone blank right now. I just keep thinking Wentworth, but obviously not it. Wentworth.
On fire today.
Anyway, Cole Sprouse is there as well, who was in that show with Luke Perry. The name that I can't remember, and he's a twin, and he was in movies and stuff.
You're doing so well with descriptions today, but I need to tell you, I'm enjoying it thoroughly. So keep going.
Thanks. It's really clear in my head. Anyway, it's about a lady girl, whatever, called a young woman called Jess, and she's a professional heartbreaker. Now think Will Smith in Hitch. His job was to bring couples together.
Yep.
No, Jess's job is to
break them up.
Yeah. So she's been hired by a bride who wants her to dump her groom. Yeah, she wants to dump the groom, not have her groom dump her.
Why
is Eddie
just
opening up the cupboard?
He just opened a door by himself. He doesn't have hands.
They say the ginger cats are dumb, but he's not. He just does ginger cat things in a really clever way.
He lives on his own planet. That's what he does.
And Betty's just like, that's my brother.
I mean, the look on her face was like, he just opened a door.
Pretty proud. Now she's attacking the door. Okay, what am I saying? Okay, so, right.
This has been a really long.
Heartbreaker.
Yeah.
she, a professional heartbreaker. So she's hired by a bride who wants to dump the groom, which is Cole Sprouse. And it's like days before the wedding. She not only fumbles the job, but she falls hopelessly in love.
Oh, my gosh, with the groom.
So there's no word exactly who Natalia Dyett is playing, but I'm guessing it's her. I'm guessing it's the bride, right? Ah. Don't you reckon?
But why would she care after that? If she wanted revenge. To dump him? Oh. Well, she paid for a service.
Yeah.
Not that service.
Yeah, exactly. So that's my...
Okay.
That's my theory. Or else she's like the best friend of...
Maid of Honor.
Riverdale. That was the show. Riverdale. Yeah, maybe the Maid of Honor. And she also had a crush on Cole Sprouse's character.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, he might just be the talk of the town.
Which is why she's getting rid of him, because he's...
he's a player. One shot makes you hot. That's like the slogan, you know, the one word, like, synopsis for The Beauty, which is FX's new... It's like a dark comedy series.
Oh, like Nip Tuck.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Like body horror. Exactly. It's all about it at the moment. So it's Ryan Murphy's production. It's about a mysterious drug that promises unimaginable physical attractiveness.
Hey, we watched a movie about that. Was it Elizabeth Moss?
Elizabeth Moss, that's right. And it had Cindy Crawford's daughter in it.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a wild twist at the end of that where you're like, oh.
Wasn't there ever.
If there Kate was Hudson ever. As well if was
you,
in it.
That was not just a twist. That was a wild twist. That was like you got stuck, put a whole bunch of things in a hat and pulled that one out and you had to go with it.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Finished.
Oh, my God, yes. But that's not – this is going to be brilliant, this show, The Beauty. It's got a couple of – maybe three episodes will be out by now. Evan Peters, Ashton Kutcher are in it.
Okay.
It comes out weekly, though, so there are more episodes out. But I just thought, in case it sounds like something you would like to watch.
Get onto it.
Yeah, get onto it. Because body horror is quite popular now. Like, not in real life, just as, like, a genre.
Yeah, you can't say, like that. I'm into body horror. Show me your stitches. God. That's what I watch at night to fall asleep to. People's botched nose jobs.
It's not Dr. Pimple Popper. It's not a come ready with me influencer. Oh, it's a body horror. We need to get into some watching suggestions.
Yeah. Crying now.
Got a watching suggestion? Email thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
I watched a documentary from a couple of years ago now, because 2024 is 2 years ago. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I could probably quite easily write 2024 down as the date.
Yeah, I think so.
And probably on, like, you know, an important form where you're legal trying to document. Pretend you're an adult.
Oh, I watched a documentary, 4 episodes. About half an hour, 40 minutes each.
Nice.
Maybe a bit longer. Called Camden. And it's about Camden, the suburb in London, where a lot of very famous acts and artists started. It starts off with Dua Lipa because, for a couple of reasons, one, she grew up there.
Yeah.
Like, as a kid, she was there. And two, she's an executive producer.
Oh, so she,
so she's the first episode pretty much. Exactly. You've got people like Welcome to the House of Fun Madness.
Madness.
Later on in the – oh, I think it was the first episode was also Coldplay. Roots are in there, you know, the drummer and the Jimmy Fallon program.
Oh, yeah.
And he always has like the comb in his hair. They didn't fit – that band didn't fit into like the rap hip-hop world of – America, US at the time. So their manager was like, move to London for a while and try and like get your feet there.
Be something new.
Yeah. And they were influenced by, you know how in Europe and the UK, like they were more into like that dance house music, like the techno stuff.
Yep.
So they were influenced by that.
Yeah.
Only a little bit, but they brought it in. They brought that influence into their music.
That's creativity. That's, yeah.
Black Eyed Peas, very similar sort of thing. They didn't really fit into what was going on in the US.
But that's what's going to happen. I mean, not just in music, but in most art forms, is the genres are not going to be what they were.
No.
Where if you think back to fine art, you know, we went from one genre to another.
Constantly.
To another.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now we're just doing a bit. Swifter.
Faster. No, Taylor Swift was not there, but.
I mean, if you told her to move to Camden, then.
Amy Winehouse. Mm. And do you remember her boyfriend, Pete Doherty?
Yeah.
Like, his band obviously was quite popular over in the UK. I don't.
Is that the Pete Doherty that then everybody started dating?
No. No.
That's Pete Davidson, sorry, from Saturday Night Live.
Not him. Did I say Oasis? No. Oasis started there as well. Like, golly. So many big bands, so many. It was really cool.
Cool concept.
I watched maybe one or two a night. It didn't take very long because you were just interested.
Yeah.
I was doing a jigsaw puzzle whilst I was doing it. Because you don't have to watch it the whole time because it's basically them telling stories.
Yeah.
But they have a lot of big artists come and talk about it. Camden. Massive. Does it make you want to go there? Maybe. You'll find it on Disney Hulu.
I watched a doco.
Yeah.
Not nearly as interesting, I'll be perfectly honest.
No.
But it was a Netflix doco, surprise, surprise. I actually would call it more a doco series.
Okay.
Because it was kind of in the moment being captured versus like, let's retell a story, but it's called Unlocked, a Jail Experiment. I wonder
it sounds
if
like something I would like.
100% something you would watch. And I'm not convinced that it hasn't already been done before, but a jail in the US, can't remember where, doesn't really matter. They decide to because of the new, I don't know, governor. I don't know. Let's just make up the titles. The boss of the jail.
Yeah.
He either truly believes in this concept and has done research behind it, or Netflix approached him and he said, yes, I will say yes to this and you can do it in my jail if you pay me. So, you know, take it as you come. It could be either.
I'm here for the money.
His concept, and I say his in inverted commas.
Loosely, right.
His concept is to remove all officers out of the cell block.
Yep.
And as a way to, I guess, allow the jailmates to have some sort of a say in society and understand how society works, let them govern themselves. And the officers will only go into the cell if there's actually something really serious.
Is it like Lord of the Flies?
Little bit, yeah. So, you know, in all US jails, and I say all because obviously I'm an expert. Right,
you've watched this documentary.
It's very much race division.
Oh, I know that. I've seen Orange is the New Black and watched other documentaries. Documentaries.
That's not the first time I've said that on here
and left it in.
And I reckon, who knows if they didn't set this up by having, you know, three of one, four of another, you know, all of that. Because it didn't look like there were too many prisoners in this particular cell, which also doesn't bode well with the current state of US incarceration.
Okay.
Because you think they're always saying that they're completely packed. However, I'll get away from the reality TV setup and the race wars already starting to, like, you know, rear their ugly head. It's really interesting because they immediately were saying, oh, the whites wanted to take control, which maybe they did. But what was interesting, it was the older guys who just happened to be white. They were wanting to take control. And so I wonder if it's actually an age thing versus a race thing where they were like, come on, guys, I'm in my 60s or I'm close to 70. I don't want to muck around anymore.
Like, I've seen all of this before.
I was in the other documentary for the other network.
I've been in three of them so far.
You know,
I've had enough.
Let's actually try and work together on this. And you can only imagine what truly happened when the officers were out. It is interesting, though. Interesting who they then decided to remove completely. They were like, oh, you know, bad egg in there. We're going to move them out.
A bad egg in a jail. That's so weird.
So strange, isn't it? Even the first, not a pat down, where they like just do a random check of the whole thing. They're like, go sit on your bed. We're pulling every mattress, everything out, and all the stuff that they managed to confiscate, you're like, oh my gosh, you guys are busy. But when you've got nothing else to do, of course you're busy being illegal because you're doing illegal things. Yeah.
So what was it called?
It's called Unlocked, a Jail Experiment.
That sounds good.
You know, a rainy weekend, I feel like you could get into it.
I read a book called Operation Bounce House by Matt Dinnerman.
Oh, my gosh, I love that name. It's good. Is it Jumping Castles?
No.
Oh.
That would be fun. Oh, but this is a fun book. It's okay. By the author of the Dungeon Crawler Carl series.
Okay.
Which I've heard a lot about. A lot of people love it. I think they say it's a lot of fun, especially if you have ever played video games before, because there's a lot of like references, not like Ready Player One, just like this is the way that this goes, almost like you watch Fallout series and you watch it and you're like, oh, well, I know why they're doing this because it's a video. Like, why are we focused on the fact that there's a fan here?
Yeah.
It's because they're joking about the fact that given the chance, a player will collect anything possible in any game. Is that loot? I'm taking it.
I can pick it up.
Yeah, I will. That's what I'm going to do. Anyway, this one's a little bit different. So it's about Oliver, who is living on another planet, but he's human.
Okay.
He is third generation human on this planet, which Earth has colonized.
Mm-hmm.
And he is living on a farm. He's maybe 25. He lives on a farm with his he did live on the farm with his grandparents and mother, but they have all since passed away and it's just him and his sister.
Okay.
She has what is, I can't remember the actual term they use, but it's basically OnlyFans account.
Oh.
And she streams to Earth, so she's made a lot of Earth money on the side.
Okay.
And no one on the planet really knows. And it.
What she can do, what can she do with Earth money?
Nothing, but she has a plan to go and
back.
Move to Earth. Mm. Now, they have been under quarantine since they arrived, and I think it's been about 200 years, something like that. It's been a long time since the ships had left Earth to get to this planet, and they've just made they've opened it up so that some back and forth, restricted back and forth can happen.
Apart from OnlyFans.
Yeah, that's right. Well, that's only online, but in real life.
Yeah, okay.
But the only things that they've met from Earth has been like a governor, like a politician. And then suddenly these mechs, you know, those big robot mechs people control. Problem is, people controlling them are playing it like it's Fortnite, and they've been told that they have to go around
and just
kill
everybody. Yeah.
Because they're all terrorists, they're all bad guys. And they're like, we're just farmers.
Yeah.
But they can't get the message out to Earth because there's all this propaganda going on. And it is very scary.
Yeah.
And so they're trying to use what they have, the resources they have, to just defend themselves. It sounds very serious, and it is, but it's also really funny as well.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's really funny. And I'm thinking the fact that they've got that, sorry, that Matt Dinnerman's got another series, I'm wondering if this could potentially be another series as well. We'll see. This comes out very soon, actually, the 10th. So in a couple of days. No, it will be out by the time this episode comes out. So the 10th, which is Tuesday.
Awesome.
Operation Bounce House. Have you got one more thing to talk about?
I do. I watched Agatha Christie's Seven Dials.
Oh, I was going to watch that. Yeah. What do you reckon?
Yeah. Okay. So
this has got Helena Bonham Carter, is that?
It does.
Yes.
It does. It's got a few other faces that I don't really want to spoil.
Okay.
But even faces where you're like, oh, you've grown up. Like, I know exactly who you are, but you obviously playing a character, but you also don't look exactly how I imagine you. So it's obviously Agatha Christie, and it's one of her earlier books. It was written, I think, in 1925. It's set around the 1920s. Yeah, just a little bit. It only has three episodes, and I will admit that shocked me because I felt like I was really getting into it and a piece of it got resolved and I almost expected it to keep going because there is this sort of group that could have kept mysteries going, and it finished. and I was looking for the next episode and it wasn't there.
It didn't exist.
It didn't exist. Yeah, I know. So it's only three episodes, but it's good for what? For the three, I should say. It's created by Chris Chibnall. I really apologize. I think I'm saying that incorrectly. And it's directed by Chris Sweeney. It is a director's wet dream in that they've obviously gone for a very specific style, which you could imagine being the style of very early movies. Like the shots that they set up feel so iconic and they're so impressive that you see it and you just go, oh, that's good. Well, that's really good. And even just wide shots and shots that something that will be so basic, but you know that that one still shot that they're showing you is building so much suspense or tension, cool. Or you know something's going to happen and you just think, oh, this is really good direction. Like, and this is, I'm even talking from the first couple of minutes where you don't know what the story's about. What they're showing you visually is so incredible.
That's really
it
cool.
It does make you, like, you can't draw your eyes away from it. The other good thing is there are clues all the way through, and there are, because the dials are referring to like a clock dial or a sundial.
Oh, okay.
So time is being represented.
Right.
And time and dials and circles moving are just represented all the way through it. And it's almost like a watcher's like checklist where you're like, there's one. Oh, I got yeah, one. I got one. Right. Anyway, so it's set in like the socialites of around 1920s in the UK. Of one, she's a lady, but they call her Bundle. And they're having a nice party and they're sort of meeting up with all their friends, and some of them have served in wars and all of that sort of stuff. And she lives in this great country manor. And a prank goes wrong, essentially. Mm. So a few of the ex-soldiers do a prank on a friend who he's notorious for never waking up, never hearing alarms or anything like. So they set up all of these clocks, alarm clocks around each room, all to go off.
Yeah.
The next morning, all these alarm clocks go off and they're just ringing and ringing and ringing and ringing and ringing. And everybody who are other guests are sitting at the breakfast table going,
that noise is really annoying.
Should we do something about it? You know, they eventually go up to see it and he is dead in his room. You know, it's Agatha Christie.
Yeah, good so premise.
He is immediately, they've decided it's a suicide, but his good friend Bundle, who's the lady of the house, she's like, no, it's not. Mm. And I'm going to investigate this. All of those alarm clocks that you guys all placed around the room and different things, and I saw you guys doing it, are now placed up on the mantle, and there's seven of
them.
They've been moved. So she goes, digs deep into this mystery, which she just uncovers more and more mysteries, as you could imagine with Agatha Christie. There are those great scenes where everybody in the house has to sit in the room while the detective tries, you know, does a little experiment. There are those moments that you go, oh, this is why I came.
This is proper Agatha Christie stuff.
I do feel like, though, the ending was very different from an Agatha Christie. The reasonings behind it were very different. And I think that's why I was like, oh, give me more.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so, okay. That's on Netflix.
Netflix too.
Yeah, I remember it. Well, I remember seeing it. I also remember I gave you a clue.
About Betty?
Yes. What is Betty?
A cat?
Quiz time.
About cats?
Cats, because I want.
You want cats?
I just want to do a quiz about cats.
Like actual cats or like Cats the musical or cats in movies?
Actual cats.
Okay. I'm down for it.
Okay. What's the biggest breed of domestic cats?
Oh, the Bengal? The big fur, like really big fur ones.
The May?
Yeah. The
Two words, MC.
Maine Coon.
Yes, Maine Coon. I read that the largest one can get up to like 15 kilos. 15 kilos.
Well, and Eddie's halfway
Eddie's
there.
Working on it. It's not a Maine Coon.
I was like, I'm not impressed by 15.
Name five of the 20 most popular cat names in Victoria in 2025, according to Time Out magazine.
Oh, my gosh.
So it can be boy or girl okay. names.
Cats. People are going to – oh, is Fluffy on there?
No.
Okay, good. Salem.
No.
Are they people names?
Yeah. Yeah.
Tommy.
Oh, that's a good one. No.
Oh, my gosh.
This is harder than I thought.
Zero for three. Bob. Max. That's a dog.
That's a dog.
Oh, gosh.
I'll give you a clue.
Okay.
Yogi.
Bear. Yogi Bear.
Bear for a boy cat. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm thirsty. I'm thirsty. I could have this as a beverage or I could sprinkle it over ice cream.
Sprinkles? No, it's chocolate. Thirsty. Milo?
Yeah, Milo. I'm a female black cat. What's another?
Midnight.
Another word for the moon.
Luna.
Yeah. Do you want me to read them?
Okay, because I clearly don't think like the Victorian cat owners.
No, obviously. Luna, Daisy, Yuki, Abby, Alice, Amber, Annie, Bambi, Bella, Billy. So I also think that those names are probably names that they give their kids as well.
The male ones. Cat names, I disagree.
Leo, that's okay. Leo, Milo, Mochi, Louie, Oreo.
I like Mochi.
Ace, Archie.
Nah.
Barney. Barney's a dog, I reckon. A dog. Bear and Billy.
Billy's a dog.
Can we just give a few acceptable cat names?
Okay.
I think Midnight's a classic, right?
Midnight's a classic. I mean, one of my all-time favourites is Chucky.
Yeah,
because what's better than a cat named after a chicken?
It's really funny.
So Tiger.
Tiger's a classic.
It's a bit boring, but.
Tigger is cute because then you're.
Cute. See, I like silly names.
People will call their ginger cats.
Marmalade.
Cheeto?
Oh, no.
What if you call your ginger cat Twisty? That's kind of funny.
Yeah, I do. I really like that, but I would spell it with a Y, not an I-E. Just a little bit different.
Yeah. Chester's quite a popular boy cat name.
Yeah, Chester. I like the cat names that are quite ridiculous names, like Sir.
Oh, yeah.
Sir Claw Fluffy Pants, you know, things like that.
Sir Paws a lot.
Yeah. And then you call him like Pawsy.
Hey, Pawsy, Pawsy,
yeah,
Pawsy.
And they're like, oh, is his name Pawsy? No.
No. Why is your cat called Bling Bling? Well, we thought it'd be really funny if she had a collar with bling on it, like little fake diamantes, and then she refused to slash had a panic attack when we put a collar on her.
Yeah.
So she never had a collar.
So we were like, all these rappers have their bling bling. Well, our bling bling is a little grey kitten.
Yeah.
So like, take that.
Yeah. A black cat stripy?
Underneath, yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You'll sometimes see the stripes in the sun or they're more obvious when they're kittens.
Oh, my gosh. That is the cutest thing ever.
So cute, right? So cute. What's the most popular cat breeds in Australia according to Everyday Insurance? I just went to websites. It's the most obvious. It's exactly what you think it's going to be.
Tabby cat?
It's domestic short hair.
Oh, I was going even further than that. Of course it's a domestic short hair. That's just a cat.
It's a cat. But the next one.
This cat, you love me. You love me so much.
Chester's here. He's a black cat. He's just trying to show his stripes.
He's my favourite.
I know. Okay. But number two is an actual breed, and I think a lot of people like them now.
Siamese?
No, would that be brilliant?
Oh, ragdoll?
Yeah, the ragdoll ones, yeah. What colour was Top Cat in the 1961 cartoon?
I want to say black and white, but I don't think I'm right with that. Like browny, orangey.
Yeah, yeah. He had a purple vest and hat on, so he looked like a pimp.
Sing the song for me. Yeah, he did, didn't he?
Wasn't it something like, I can't remember. It was like Top Hat.
He's not a hat, he's a cat.
I can't remember the song at all.
Cat with a top hat. Tap dancing.
Oh, God. Okay.
In the alley cat.
Question. What was the Brady Bunch's cat's name?
Tiger.
Fluffy.
Oh, Tiger was a dog. So dumb.
It was a ginger boy. I had to look it up because I couldn't remember, and it was only in the pilot.
I feel like we should be able to save cats that are called Fluffy.
Mm.
And you come in and you go, like the birth, deaths, marriages, if you give your kid a really bad name, they go, no.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-uh.
Fluffy was incorrect because Fluffy was just like an orange domestic short hair.
Yes, yeah, so it wasn't Fluffy. Fluffy.
I would have called him.
Tiger.
Edmund.
Edmund. Oh, yeah, I like that.
Edmund, the Brady Bunch cat. That would be really funny.
I would call him King Edmund the Third. Like there's not one or two, but I'm just calling you.
If they had called him Edmund, he would have stayed. Yeah. Not anymore.
People would have gotten T-shirts with his face on it.
It's forget not too Greg, late.
Like heartthrob, Greg. Whatever.
Picture of Alice holding.
Who are you into? Who's your heartthrob? In your Teen Beat magazine. And you're like, Edmund.
I love it. It's too good. I loved every single moment of that, but I do have to turn the stove off because there's a chicken and corn soup cooking. On that note, Stephanie, thank you very much.
Cats for the win.
Yes.